Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are live, plunging into hour number four. And it is the 11th day of February, 2013. And our guest is Holland Van de Nieuwenhout. We're taking phone calls. Listen, they use the national security state to cover up their crimes. And they selectively use the medical privacy issues that when you've got people adjudicated, you know, 13, 14, 15, as psychopathic killers, on the drugs, of course, already abused and things, then put on drugs that take away their inhibition, the violent culture, the way it's glorified. And the good news is I have my Second Amendment that when one of these guys gets out when he's 18 years old, wants to come to my house, well, I'm just going to be waiting on him. Not worried about it. Oh, got a crazy bust in the door? Meet Mr. Semi-Auto Shotgun. But you see, the globalists hate this. They're criminals at heart, and they want a system where their children, their little demons they've wrecked, can have fun with us. So that's what the Jacobins, the Luciferians, the Illuminati in the French Revolution, that they basically created and hijacked. They said, the journey is the destination, raping, killing, burning, murdering, overturning God's creation. That's what they're looking for, the genetic engineering, the splicing, all of this. But I want to go back to Corbin in this short segment and get Holland Van de Nieuwenhout's take and then more calls from Leaf and others in the next segment. Corbin, what else is going on there? So you're saying the common theme is they're on the psychotropic drugs.
Oh, yes, sir. It goes beyond that. I mean, and to be honest, like you just said, coming to your house, people need to understand this, Alex. And like I said, I really had no other way to get this out here without, you know, ruining my license. But you have to understand, I'm talking, I was on one level, Alex. There's 30 kids up there. They're all from two counties. This is, you know, one of the bigger hospitals in my state. But they have to be just, they have to really think that they're in a high place. To really think that these kids don't live next door to you. And once they take your guns away and things, and like I said, just like you said, what are you going to do when 12-year-old Kenny has been watching you? Because, Alex, they really, it's scary. They wait 3 months. It's all about power. It's all about the ownership. They watch. They know what you do. It's just like what you're saying with the government. They see you. I've had people tell me they know when mommy and daddy get off work, and they know when playtime is.
Listen, it's demonic. It's demonic. The whole culture is being given over, and the chemicals and everything is turning them over. But then there's the spiritual overlay. This is a very demonic plan. God bless you, sir, and please call us back. You should do a YouTube video, but again, just don't say where you work. All of you need to not wait and just call in here. You need to get out and warn others. Holland, your take on that chilling phone call.
Well, it reminds me, perhaps some say the ultimate plan of Satan, if one believes that, is to take God's creation and destroy it in front of him. Perhaps that's at play. There's always unknowns at work, and we do see a spiritual aspect to this. This is spiritual warfare, where it's warfare at every level. They want to own our souls. They want to destroy us. And when you actually look at Just look at demonic possession, not as a literal fact, but look at what the methodology is in trying to get someone under the, at least in the theology, under the influence of a demon. It's pretty much propagandizing them, traumatizing them. It's everything that's being done to the American citizen to make us not a whole person, to leave us a shell of a person that got to be filled by whatever trash that the control system wants to shove down our throat to keep us happy slaves, to keep the herd fat and happy while they capitalize off of our flesh.
Absolutely. The only way they can take over is to turn our children into manifest demons, whether that means decadence or not caring or being nihilistic or being flat-out psychos. And they're going to take a lot of them and turn them into cops. I mean, it's a folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that's why people need to realize just how serious this situation is. More phone calls straight ahead. We'll get to Leaf, and we'll get to, Scott is after Leaf, and then we'll get to Joshua, Chet, Ron, and others. Your calls all straight ahead. This is real radio, folks. We're talking about the real world. And, yes, reality is a lot stranger than fiction, isn't it? Yeah, it sure is. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us right now, we were talking in the last hour, is Holland Van den Nieuwenhoff, one of the writers, directors, and researchers of A Noble Lie. Excellent film exposing government-sponsored terror that we carry at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm going to go right to your phone calls here in a moment. But even though we're mentally waking up, even though we see people finally getting out of their coma, it's not enough. I mean, the tyranny has gotten cartoon level. But the globalists and their minions are drinking their own Kool-Aid as well. They try to project this image of all-powerful, but Southern California is paralyzed, and the police are gripped in catatonic fear over something statistically still that's very, very remote, that they'll be killed by one of their own, supposedly. But the globalists are able to shut down our economy. They are able to selectively enforce taxes. George Washington, of course, famously said, "The power to tax is the power to destroy." And this is economic warfare, transferring our jobs to China, deindustrializing the U.S., putting in carbon taxes that everybody else is exempt from, Obama raising taxes on the poorest Americans, totally cold-blooded, but it's okay because he loves them, he's liberal. I mean, just the con games. How do you get around the economic shutdown? Well, you start buying locally whenever you can. You start growing a garden. You start making those choices. You start supporting the mom and pops aggressively. And it doesn't mean you're always perfect and won't sometimes, you know, sometimes you don't have a choice, but we better, like you said, the little battles every day, because this is serious business. Holland Van den Nieuwenhoff, comments on that.
Yes, definitely. As for the economy, yeah, you need to start planning now, because once the economy fails, which it will on purpose or contrived, most likely they will simply trigger the crisis because they know it's going to come anyway and they want to control it. They know that the old system is collapsing. It was built in the 19th century. It's old and the timbers are creaking. They have a new high-tech dam ready, a 21st century dam to contain the waters of the people. Once the old system fails, they have that ready. And when the chaos caused by the collapse of the old system, we will be begging for their new control system. But to avoid that, we need to avoid being hungry enough to have to make that choice. And that means coming up with support systems now, engaging your local economy now, engaging alternative currencies now. So when we do have to engage in alternative currencies and bartering and acquiring local food sources, we're not guessing. We already have an established system. You already have a network. You have a community that you can go to.
Well said, well said. Just realizing evil predators are in control and withdrawing your consent and your support, even verbally, and really not hating these people, but realizing they're a danger. Yeah, just like a highway by your house is a danger to your children. I mean, being aware that that's the danger over there, and not being scared of it, but being steadfast in any opportunity you have to hurt the system, anytime you've got a way to expose it, because it's a cancer. The system is destroying our constitutional system. It's the imposter. We are the counter-revolutionaries. Leaf in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, first-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks, Alex, for all your info.
Really? No, thank you. Thank you. Don't thank me. Go ahead.
I'm a little nervous, so excuse me if I stumble. I want to talk about some of the crazy stuff we're learning in our psychology class. That's okay.
Well, you're learning that men inherently are all rapists and bad. You're learning that world government's good. Are you learning about how you're a racist as well?
Well, basically, they're indoctrinating us into this whole new religion of psychology and social Darwinism. And so what we're learning right now, we're learning about, we're reading The Descent of Man by Charles Darwin.
Yep.
And what blew me away, I couldn't believe this, he actually says in his book that only a small percentage of people are evolving, and these are the evolutionary elite. And he calls the rest of us evolutionary retarded.
Yeah, you know, I'd read that quote. He wrote a couple of books. Which book was that?
The Descent of Man.
Yep.
Yeah, and not only that, he even goes on to say, I'm paraphrasing here, he says that if the evolutionary elite allow their sons and daughters to breed with the evolutionary retarded, it'd be the end of humanity. So this is insight into their mindset right there, and this gives them justification and reasoning for eugenics.
No. 160 years ago, or whatever, he wrote that. His cousin Galton picks it up. The royalty all hears, we're elite, we're going to set up, we're going to develop the science, we're going to discover why we're all inbred and dying, and we're going to get rid of all these people, and it's all off Malthus 100 years before that. That's what Endgame covers. But no, that's what they teach. Again, they're not liberals, and again, they said we can't give our genetics to the general public, we just got to kill them. So see, and then they say anybody who is upstanding and not of their bloodline, that's the number one enemy. So see, it's even a lie. There are a bunch of people that want a monopoly on the future. We own the future. We are the future, as Obama says. Tell us what else they're saying. We'll get Holland's take on it.
Well, it's just insane. I'm getting my degree in computer information systems. And why am I taking this class in psychology? Why is it required?
No, they make you. Listen, that's part of what woke me up. In just the first classes I took at community college, because I wasn't sure I even wanted to go to college. I was working two jobs, and knew it was a scam. So I went to community, and they said first classes, psychology, sociology, anthropology, and Texas history of all things, I guess, in Texas. And every class was whites are the devil and evil, men are bad, the family is bad, world government's good, we're going to take your guns, we're going to reduce population. And then I'd go turn on C-SPAN hearings about how the extremist conspiracy theorists and militias believe there was a plan to take over and do everything I saw being taught. Keep going. Go ahead.
Well, it's insanity. They even get into religion and they talk about how, well, religion's not a real theory because you can't prove it wrong. So don't even discuss that with people. Like you shouldn't even talk about it. And then furthermore, you can just look at Charles Darwin's book. What is it called? The Origin of Species. The full title of that book is The Origin of Species or The Preservation of the Favored Races. right there. I mean, that's just in plain sight. And, I mean, so far college has been pretty good. I've learned a whole bunch of stuff. It's really opened my mind. But as soon as I got into this psychology after listening to you since basically Endgame, it was just it just made perfect sense. Oh, here's their whole reasoning behind everything. Eugenics, world control.
Listen, my dad was top of his class, and this happens to everybody that's top of their class in high school. They take you to a special academy at a major university. Then they test the rest of it. Then they call you behind closed doors. And they say, you want to join the New World Order. I mean, you know, we're going to take over. We're going to exterminate almost everybody. I mean, that's what I'm saying, folks. This is real. This is all that's going on. And people need to understand this. Everyone who's got, I've been approached, you know, to join the New World Order. I mean, this is a real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? I mean, it's horrible. I appreciate your call. You should do videos about it. You should write a book about it. You should expose it. You should write a paper about it. You have to engage it everywhere. And remember, they play this mind game of, we don't say that. There's no world government. Well, you say right here you want a world government. Oh, you're mentally ill. And you're like, it's called gaslighting. It's a psychological warfare technique. Holland, your take on what he was just saying.
Oh, definitely. Social Darwinism was nothing new. It's merely just a development to justify old attitudes about their position. Going back to Plato's Republic, the reference in A Noble Lie, of course, the documentary that's being sold in the info shop. But social Darwinism was merely just an invention to justify the elite's position. They were asking themselves, why do we have this power to control society? How should we use it? Well, we are the elect. We're the elite by nature of our position. This ancient Brahmic class system. Anyways, so they use social Darwinism as justification. Francis Galton, who publicized Darwin, was a member of the elite. Darwin was a member of the elite. The Huxleys publicized Darwinism to the full extent possible.
Well, no, they were related to him. They did a five-family interbreeding study to create the Superman, and all it created was stillborn dead babies.
Exactly. They have been involved in this from the beginning. Like I said, I keep on saying herd management. That's just a metaphor, but that's oftentimes it's very applicable. And they are trying to breed the best elect they can, and they're trying to breed out any kind of sense of independence, self-actualization out of the general population, because that's simply it's economically unfeasible. You can't take that into account. People
they
don't
want us
told.
Ugly. They want us dumb. See the. Low-level eugenics is we're going to make everybody better. That's not what it is.
Exactly. It is to breed a servile class and a controlling class.
And that's up to the point of when they get all the robots in place, then they're just going to get rid of everybody in their own words.
That's happening right now. The Great Britain has just developed a robot drone that's going to fly over to its target in Afghanistan by itself.
And choose its own targets. And the U.S. has already come out. Well, they had them 20 years ago, but now they're admitting it to the slaves. Chet in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Holland. How are you guys today?
Well, I guess we're all right. We're exposing the master plan. Hope folks are listening.
Yes, sir. This is the first time I've ever called, and I've actually just been, you know, checking out your videos and following you. And sorry I missed you when you were in Katy, which is pretty close to where I live. I like to consider myself a true patriot. I'm what you would call the, you know, I joined the military at 18, served, fought in Desert Storm, did three more tours in Iraq after that. I'm obviously one of Obama's number one enemies because, you know, I lost half my team while I was there. And, you know, with the whole PTSD issue, you know that we're going to be targets for him. And this gun control issue has got me greatly concerned. And the primary reason is I see a lot of Republicans, NRA, and others saying, oh, it's never going to happen, it's never going to happen, it's never going to happen. The thing is Obama really has his ducks in a row. And he's out there on a major media campaign out in front of people every day, day in, day out, day in. Piers Morgan, you know, a joke, doing the same thing.
No, Obamacare was never going to happen, and the government would never openly admit they ran al-Qaeda, but now it's happened. I appreciate your call. Great points. Yeah, Holland, we've come to this point where now everything's really out in the open.
Exactly, exactly. And it's not a secret. They acknowledge this. This is talked about. I mean, the fact is they're openly, like you said, supporting Al-Qaeda, our State Department, in Syria, in Libya, and other countries, in Mali, and God knows where else. This is literally 1984 and Brave New World. We have the forced drugging of the children, which we've been discussing. We have the false dichotomy of left versus right, Al-Qaeda versus the United States that switches back and forth. This is all being played out before, and we are fools if we're not going to recognize
it. It's the global scientific technocrats against all of humanity. Humanity must come together. Get the film A Noble Lie at InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, here's some of the headlines up at InfoWars.com. I just mentioned the top headline, LinkedIn Red, why the banking elite want riots in America, the plan for Civil War II becomes clearer and clearer with Obama as Lincoln, our savior. Congress prepares to kill the Sixth Amendment with secret drone court. Secret drone court to kill you. Man sues TSA for $5 million following peanut butter arrest. They thought the oil on the top of the peanut butter was a terror bomb. And well, you find Al-Qaeda working for the globalists in Libya and Syria running things. You wouldn't find them actually in the peanut butter there. But it's all about how we're the suspects in bad. Twitter explodes with fears of armed drone strikes targeting Tris Dorner. Yeah, they're not worried about America becoming a police state, New World Order, with a government judge, jury, and executioner run by foreign banks. They're worried about their precious Chris Dorner. In fact, I'm getting criticism that, A, this is a staged government event, and I should just out of hand say it's staged, and B, no, Chris Dorner is a hero. Yeah, I mean, if he's behind this, which a lot of evidence points towards it, then yeah, killing people that you don't even know or shooting people's daughters just to get at them. Oh, that's real classy. That's real classy. And, of course, he's an anti-gun guy and an Obama supporter who thinks only the government should have the guns. See, I have guns to protect myself from people like him. So just absolutely amazing. Twitter explodes with fears of armed drones strikes targeting Chris Dorner. That's just some of what we've got. Argentina's regime leader freezes food prices, pushes country towards food shortages and riots. We're going to be getting into the economy and more. Here's what I'm going to do. You know what? I want to go to your phone calls. And then at the second segment, like 8 after next hour, we're going to change that clock soon back to the regular clock. It was my cockamamie thing 14, 15 years ago, not liking the news that stations were putting out. To just do a 5-minute segment, have a 3-minute break, and come in at 8 after. And we got to work it out with all the affiliates, but I'm sure they're going to like it. In the next few months, we're going to go to the same clock we've got, except we're going to come out at 6 after. And then I'll still do a little 3-minute segment there if stations want it, but that way we can adjust the clocks. We've had a lot of requests to do that, and I'll be honest with you. I'm planning a lot of other things down the road, like radio news. 24/7, but that's after we launch the TV show on the satellite and the rest of it the next few months. So we're definitely busting our hind ends around here. That's why you've been seeing the nightly news live, not as heavily produced, because we can do it quicker and easier, but also more up to date when it's live. It will be generally taped to air an hour before it goes live once we're officially putting it out at 7 o'clock Central. So, by the way, be part of this revolution against tyranny. If you're not a subscriber to InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv as it's been for 10 years, then you need to go there. One membership, $5.95 a month, is really 11 memberships. Your membership and 10 others. And you just create a unique username and passcode and then share that with friends and family. In fact, I think you can share it with about 20, 30 people, because the chances of all 30 of them tuning in every night at 7 o'clock are slim to none. And if you do tune in and you can't log on because, you know, more than 11 people logged on, just get another membership. It's $5.95 a month. It's paying for the bandwidth. My goal is to reach people. And we get censored on the YouTube. AM and FMs come and go. All this stuff happens. This is our platform with all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the expanded extras, the rant section, and the site just gets better and better. I think it was it 9 or 10 years in April? I can't remember. I got to call Paul Watson. He knows. The point is there's 17 years of material up there on the site, but it's been around, I guess, since, 2002, so do the math. But it's all there, ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go there, and you're signing up funds our operation. We're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by taxpayer money. We're not funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation like NPR. We are supported by people like you. You can also watch the live radio show, not just listen to it. Get the commercial-free podcast, all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go there. Takes about a minute to sign up, PayPal, credit card, whatever. You can also write to us, and we'll create a username passcode for you for the year membership or the monthly membership and mail it back to you. There's a bunch of programs there. You can still get a year membership and get 5.3 months free. You pay for 6.7. That's what it comes out to on the yearly membership and get 5.3 months free. And it supports the transmission. We're successful because you decided to back us and support us. If you're a passive listener out there, the bare minimum is to get a membership, username, passcode, create a simple username, passcode, put it on 20, 30, 40 cards, and give it to people. Here's the username, passcode, so that they can go in there, and so they can log in, and so they can use this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. And order a free 1 month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. Or visit rnafreesample.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I have a love of liberty beating in my heart. I don't want to be a slave, but I'll be honest with you. I would not be fighting as hard if we just had an old-fashioned corruption where some corrupt interests wanted to run things but weren't so incredibly predatory. They are engaging in an organized economy designed to impoverish us, and that's not even a tool of their end game. Okay, that's just to get us to the end game. They want us poor under their control so they can then carry out the orderly eugenics operations. If you want to know the mindset of the globalist, I watched 12 Monkeys with Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis last night with my wife. And when you see the top biologist slash biochemist in there working on zoological viruses, and one of his lab techs, who is a eugenicist, gets the weapon and goes and basically releases it and kills 99% of the world population. You have to understand, movies like that are based on what they're really planning. In the film, a PETA-type person works in a bioweapons lab, a bio research lab, a genetics lab, and gets a virus that kills all the humans it comes in contact with. There are different poxes out there that have been manipulated in their genetic RNA to kill over 90%. I'm being conservative there. Some of these mouse pox reportedly kill about 98% of the humans they come in contact with in animal studies. They can design it for whatever mammal they want. It's called a mouse pox. But they can design it for whatever mammal they want, and a small laboratory with a couple hundred thousand dollars with a proper biologist, virologist, can develop this. And it's been published by Australian universities, by U.S. universities, and by European universities. And to the FBI's credit, a few years ago, they tried to block the publishing of this information. And the argument is, no, publish it so researchers can find cures for it. You need to understand something. They want this stuff to just get out on its own so they can claim plausible deniability. They're building level 4 bioweapons labs all over the United States in the middle of major cities. And I want you to understand that it's not, oh, Alex, you saw a movie and you know you're crazy. I literally, on the bookshelves at this office, have over 100 books written by the globalist, where they've said they're going to develop super viruses and kill 90% of us, at least. Now, the UN numbers are 80%. When you get higher up reports, it's 90%. And you get into deeper reports, they debate whether all humans should be killed, period. And it is the ultimate power-tripping behavior. And when we start the next hour, I'm going to get into how they want to bring in economic collapse, the new world they're going to set up after that, and how we can stop them. But you need to understand, we've got a shot at beating them. Since I've been covering this the last 15 years, since I really woke up to the eugenics, I have seen this go from almost no one knowing it, no one being aware of it, except for those involved in it, in the technocratic class and their wannabe followers, to 20-30% of people being aware of the program. And now if we just educate one more person and then they educate one more person, that's 90%. And then as the globalists try to implement all this, they're going to have problems. They're going to have serious problems. We've got a chance to beat this. We've got a very good chance to beat this. But it's going to take people realizing that, you know what, Alex Jones was right. We better go look at his films. We better go listen to his show. We better go check the claims he's making. WhatIsTheEndgame.com is a good place to start. Online bibliography for my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They Want You Dead is the tagline for the film. For the New World Order, world government is just the beginning. Once their planetary regime is in place, the orderly extermination of at least 80% of the population is the prime directive. In fact, we've been trying to do the math of 7.5 billion divided by 1,000 people, and it's something like 0.0000004, but they're still in there crunching it. But we'll try to get you those actual numbers. So they talk about the 2%. The elite want the general public to rob the 99.9% of the 2%, the nouveau riche, because the globalists have trouble controlling new wealth and where it goes and new ideas, so that it is that 0.00000. Oh, Okay, so it's 0.7033333333. 1333333. Okay, well, get it all written up and show me how you did it. Thank you, and then we'll... Because earlier it was coming out to a basic of 000004, but you said, no, that's not exactly right. Let me check it. And so why don't you write up, if you can, CJ, because you're good, you know, decent at math better than I am, write up how you came up with the equation, show the site where you did it. The point is there's 1,000 members of the less than 20 families. That's a high number. There's 6,000 super gophers. This is the Kissinger Group's own analysis. This is their analysis of themselves in the book Superclass. And so there's 1,000 people who've mainly gotten their wealth out of monopolies and military force and tyranny, and they're archenemies of independence, and they think the world is theirs, and they're eugenicists, and they got where they are because they're psychopaths, and they have a hatred of humanity, and they're planning on dropping the hammer. And look, I know modern society's ugly. I know there's a lot of ugliness and a lot of lethargy and pathetic-ness, and the public's being soft-killed and doesn't even care. Listen, I care. And I don't like who these elitists are. I mean, you certainly are uglier than the public. I mean, I'll say that. You're wicked. You're physically more ugly. You act horrible. You aggressively attack beautiful, smart people because you're threatened by it. It'd be bad enough if they were going to kill everybody except the really intelligent and beautiful. I would be against that. But the globalists hate the smart and intelligent and good-looking and dynamic, okay? Because they are twisted. They're like cancer. They're in power because they don't have empathy and don't care and are willing to be in power. And they think that gives them a right to total power. Well, I say, and I've seen the evidence and the history of it, you people, if anybody needs to die, it needs to be you. If anybody needs to die, it's you. Okay? You want us dead, you go first. I got to lay down and die so you and yours can have the whole future and all of it. You're going to get a fight. You're going to get a fight. And listen, the transmission has been issued. You think you're going to put neural reprogramming nanotech viruses in the vaccines that go in and attack the cortex and make people emotionless zombies? You think that's going to work on everybody? You think you're not going to end up being infected by that? You are going to destroy yourselves, and you might destroy us with you. Stop now. Stop now. Stop now. Stop now. I'm going to give the number out and take some calls right now, then I'll get into the economy and I'll get into the gun grabbing and the reported Obama supporter now calling up and taunting people whose daughters they've killed. And it just shows why we have guns to protect ourselves from crazy people in government like this individual, Chris Dorner, who's now being praised by the left. Because they're not leftists. They're eugenicist, death-loving, sicko control freaks. They're gibbering nobodies who absolutely, have you ever been around an authoritarian liberal and you look good, your wife looks good, your kids look good, you look healthy, you're happy, they get upset by that, you see, they get upset by that, and they're the people that get upset by success. They're the people that don't like the fact you're successful. They're the people that don't like the fact that you're happy. They're the people that tell us we're all screwed up because they want to make us like they are. Listen, I'm not screwed up. You understand that? I enjoy my life. You understand that? Only thing I don't enjoy is having to look at what you're doing. You know, I mean, I see this kaleidoscope of beauty and magic and wonderment all around me, and then I see you. There's this big ocean, this delicious kaleidoscope ocean to swim in of reality, and then I see you floating by, big, ugly, disgusting turds, and I just don't like you. And so I want to tell you, I've seen who's ugly, I've seen who's got the problem. I mean, your spirit's ugly. And no amount of jet copters and palaces on top mountains and no amount of all the weird stuff you're into is going to ever make you not be what you are. Of your father, the stinking loser black snake of the New World Order. Okay, I just want to get that through your head. I want to get that through your head. I want you to translate that right through to your soul and understand you're a loser. You are a loser from the foundation of the earth. You are a failure. I want you to understand. I want you to know I see you. I see you, and I'm not afraid of you. And I know you don't like that. because I realize this whole planet and everything in it is only a testing grid, a game board, to where we can have our free will tested. And I know what matters is my heart. Not the Pharisees arguing over who the real Jesus is, and you're not right, and this person's not right. I know my heart's right. I know I love liberty and good and decency and honor, and I want the innocent to be able to succeed, and I love innocence, and I know because my heart is going in the right direction that we are going to have a better future if we believe it and take that promise in our hands. And enough preaching. The toll-free number to join us. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Okay, again, after I take some phone calls, when I start the next hour, I will get into the incredible, undeniable, it's terrible to know I've been right, with all the writing on the wall. Now it's like you hear a noise off in the distance, you go, is that a train blowing its whistle 20 miles away? And then 5 minutes later, you hear it again, sounds a little bit closer. Yeah, I think that's a train. You hear it the next time. Oh, that's a train for sure. Now you see it's light up ahead. It's 2 miles away. Now it's coming up to your stop blowing the whistle. Well, death and hell rides on that train. And now it's coming to our stop. There's no doubt I was right about the train coming. I heard it a long way off because I'd studied history and I knew the signs. Let me tell you, when you go to an urban warfare drill and you watch Marines training to kill people wearing overalls and John Deere hats, screaming, I'm an American, I have a right to a Second Amendment, and the Marines practice killing them, you know you're in deep trouble, and you come and warn everybody you can, and the media says, that's fake video. Then you know you're in deep trouble. And you get video of Boy Scouts training to tell the Army and the Marines what's in Mommy and Daddy's house. I told you about that in 1998. Showed you video. Hebron, Maryland, other areas. Now you can read the New York Times and read about Boy Scouts training for gun confiscation. It's like Paul Craig Roberts wrote last week, it happened here. People say it can't happen here, can't happen in America. It happened. It happened. We're already in deep, deep, deep trouble, folks. 800-259-9231. I'll get into the economy. I'll get into the latest on the shooter as it breaks. I'll get into the Pope, and I'll get into the federal employees getting their raises, and Israel strikes in Syria, might be first in Syria. It's just, oh, for our safety, we're going to bomb you because the rebels might get weapons. The rebels our government put in there. I mean, totally immoral. People go, well, hey, that's how you win. You're not part of the winning team. You're not part of the New World Order. Hey, we're going to get the oil. Yeah, the mega banks are going to shut off the oil in Iraq and jack up the prices. See, you think of getting oil like you go and rob them and get their oil and you get cheaper oil. You get cheaper oil after the Iraq war? No, you got more expensive. See, you're not on the team. You can fantasize you're on the team. If you're a bureaucrat, a cop, FBI, school teacher, whatever. If you're not bucking the system, you're a fool and a chump. You like being a chump? Okay, great. You understand, you're not on the winning team with the New World Order. And even if you were in the inner circle, the .0000133333, you've conned yourself as well. You think this cold-blooded system is going to give you final immortality in the cybernetic interfaces? You think you're going to ascend to the stars? I guarantee you, the creator of the universe is going to be standing blocking your way when it was all there waiting for you to begin with in your spirit. You had everything right there always ready for you, but you were of your father, the devil, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And the devil can be an angel of light. Quoting scripture, it can be a great black serpent or a red dragon, but the devil kills. The devil destroys. The devil deceives because the devil is throwing a temper tantrum. The devil is a cancer in the matrix of creation. The devil does not eliminate. The devil says he eliminates, God eliminates. The devil has taken all of God's symbols and counterfeited them to where you can't even recognize God's symbols. You think the devil's God because he's masquerading as God. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls here. Mike in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, what's up, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast, my friend.
How's it going, brother?
Pretty good. What's your point?
I was watching your documentary, America Destroyed by Design, and I had actually shed some light on a subject. Me and my grandparents and our part of our family owned some beautiful property out in eastern Oregon, and we went out there to do some restoration, and we caught the Forest Service moving the property stakes to just butcher our property, cut down trees, do whatever. And when we took them to court, they basically laughed at us and told us they were just going to wait till my grandma basically died or sucked her dry of all her savings, and then they were going to take the property anyways.
No, they by and large hire people who don't want you there. I told people this in that film 15 years ago, and now they're saying, can't swim on these East Coast beaches for the earth. Can't go now. First can't drive, now can't walk into the areas, and they're grabbing buffer zones. I've seen in federal court in Denver where they took people's family property under admiralty. You're absolutely right, Mike. You had a point on Chris Dorner?
The Chris Dorner thing, I thought that was, they're making him a celebrity, but people like Terrence Yankee, who's a real hero, they don't want to promote or do anything about that. That's one of the greatest unsolved murder mysteries of our time.
That's right, a black police officer, cop of the year, saved a bunch of people in Oklahoma City, murdered by the feds because he knew they planted bombs in the building. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
not a lucky man who made the grade.
You can look at the look in the eyes of many of these government bureaucrats. And you can see the ridiculous power trips they're on.
I just have to laugh.
But all it is they're putting on the office of the corrupt government. You know, there's a viral video of a young lady flipping off the judge and acting totally stupid, and everybody gets off on looking at how dumbed down she is. I'm going to play it in the next hour. It's been seen, I don't know, 15 million times on YouTube. But when you look at the poor woman, she's just a product of the culture. Going, I got a lot of money, like, you know, this rapper and that rapper, and the judge is just reveling in the fact that she doesn't know her head from a hole in the ground, and the argument is, well, this will teach her. But she's in there to begin with for some petty charge. It's just the biggest prison population in the world. And they set it up to get you on the drugs, to get you in the system, so then a judge can call himself honorable. These aren't honorable judges, most of them. Greasing the skids to destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're dishonorable. They're disreputable. They're frauds. I don't know about that judge in particular, but the system itself, reveling in the petty exercise of power over dumbed-down idiots. I don't know. And I watch these videos of judges and proceedings just getting off on they're in charge and they're telling people what to do. And they're, it's a disease. It's a disease of just mindlessness. I'm going to go back to your phone calls, jam-packed second hour coming up with your calls, and I'm going to get into the nature of the New World Order and their plan to destroy the economy from the pages of the latest news. But right now, let's go to another caller here. Mark in Ohio wants to talk about smart meters. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Thanks. Pretty good, sir.
I actually didn't believe what you were talking about last week when you were talking about the smart meters and, oh, they're watching you and stuff like that and all your appliances. So I decided to do a little experiment on my own. They tell you online how you can block the RF signal. So I did this, and I had the strangest thing happen. Everything in my house that was smart went off, just stopped working. It was plugged in, everything. Nothing worked. My phone didn't work. Cable didn't work. Nothing worked. And then depending on where I was at the house, stuff would start flipping on and off. It was almost like somebody somewhere else was trying to get the information to upload of whatever I was doing that week, and it just didn't work. And this went on for about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, well, see, sir, what you should do is not just you are better than Alex Jones, okay? I guarantee you in many ways of your life, you're smarter, more intelligent, more focused. You should then shoot video of all this happening and upload it to the enemy system, YouTube, to show it to people. And everybody should do this. And everybody should shoot a video showing how it's a tyranny and showing the owner's manual. But I want you to listen to me. It's NBC, CBS, ABC, Washington Post. I've got articles out of the San Francisco Chronicle where they started this 15 years ago, lying to people saying, don't worry. And then 10 years later saying, of course, we're watching you and tracking you 5 years ago. It's all official, sir. All the new appliances, everything, wire into these. These are the robot spy hub. You understand? You're not going to be able to get appliances or computers that don't, by federal and international regulations and law, track everything you're doing. You understand? There's more proof of the unified field of control. And it's not the technology's bad. It's that they piggybacked it onto this, and then you pay for it in the cost of the product for your own enslavement. Now, how is that not fraud and a scam as well and a civil rights violation? Do you hear me, brother?
Exactly. My printer wouldn't work, but all my lights in the house were on. All the lights were on. Everything was working there. It's just anything that would have been bought in the last 5 to 10 years was not working.
Tell you what, stay there. I'm coming back. I want to hear more about this. And then, the big news blitz. It's so important. Call everybody you know.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.